Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Ladder Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving and he's looking for people who he can bless, people who want to know him. He's appealing to those who he know will love him. The Lord loves us all, but all don't love God. And the Lord has done many things to help us out, and we didn't realize it. Isaiah said that we hid as if it was our faces from him, and esteemed Jesus as being in trouble with God, but he's not. He's God's only son. He's doing the perfect will of God. But man was so estranged from the perfect will of God and so estranged from the love of God that the enemy came in and tell lies. Lies against God. Satan have always tried to divide man from God. And this is why. If we love God that we've never seen, we expose him for walking away from God who he did see. And the Lord did nothing wrong. He did all things good towards us all. He loves us. God has our back. And he cares about us. He is the pure love. The pure love that we all desire. All men want somebody to love them. They at least want the people that they like to love and care about them. But God loves us all, even though we don't love him. Now, I love him. I'm not speaking about me. I love him. But when I was a sinner, I loved this world. I loved what I was doing. I loved what I thought was best. But after getting to know God, I truly love him. And when he sends his word, when ministers preach the word of God, anybody that has light on them, anybody that responds to his love, they love him. Sometimes there are people out there, their heart is good. They have a heart that hungers for the things of God. But they were never introduced to him. And they don't know that they would love God. When they hear God's word, they will believe it. And they won't let the things of this world stop them. And there are people who think a certain way. They've been trained wrong. They've been taught wrong. And they have opinions that can't work. And they're not in covenant with God. But if they see the life of God, they'll run towards it. And some people will only hear the word and believe. Some people will see the actions of people who love God. And they'll desire it. This is why it's so important for people to live the life of God after they did believe. Don't go and believe God and then go back to doing the worldly things. Put aside the world, not only for your own safety, not for just for an insurance policy to keep you out of hell. But leave the things of the world alone because they don't work for your life. There's nothing in this world that fits in your life. None of it. And also, it benefits others when they see you living a holy life, a life of God, the word of God. And this is the only thing that will win souls. We talked about previous broadcasts about how people, preachers feel like they have to compromise. Because out of a whole congregation, some people are not going to want to do everything God's way. And ministers, preachers, pastors, they feel the pushback. Some people compromise because of it. They compromise so that the parents will keep bringing their children. But you don't have to compromise. They feel like, well, if they get mad, they'll stop coming. They might, but you still don't have to compromise. Preach the word. The word, Paul said, told Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, be long-suffering with people. but preach the word. The word is the only thing that's going to keep people alive. A compromise won't do it. And it's important. These are things that's important to understand. In St. John chapter 15. St. John chapter 3. Verse 3. Nicodemus had come to him by night. Verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things, these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Now Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he was a ruler of the Jews. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't understand or see the kingdom of God unless you've been born again yourself. If you've only heard about the things of God through others, it's not the same as if you believe on the Lord yourself. He said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, talking to Jesus, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now that's crazy. He can't. He can't do that. But Jesus is talking metaphorically. He said, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. When you receive what God has done by faith, the Spirit is who gives you the illumination to understand what God has done in redemption towards us. Because Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Flesh, that's the training of this world. That's what men do. People understand God by their parents. The Lord told me at one of my friend's funerals that the first authority figure shaped the way children see God. So it's usually the husband and wife. Sometimes it's the grandparents, it's the parents that did. Whoever raised the children, they shape the way that God is. And whoever the parents look to, like a king, a president, they shape the way they see God too. Coaches, teachers, pastors, they help shape the way we see God. So if they don't believe his word, it's harder for the children, because you're born looking to those you love, those you look to. That's born of flesh. Now let's read this again, verse 6. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And you're going to see things because of the fleshly training. You see your parents, you don't see God. You see those you love and care about. However they see things, they shape the way you see things. Now watch this. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now the Holy Spirit, you're looking to him. You're looking to the word of God, which comes from the heart of God. The word of God came from the heart of God. The word of God came from the Spirit of God. Spirit and heart's the same thing. So when you believe God and take him at his word, you see things spiritually. That's why Christians can be so dedicated and the world don't understand our dedication. Why would you go to church and preach? There must be something natural in it. They must be paying you a lot of money. It's something you're getting that we don't see. All we get is of God. We understand and we know him and we do what he say. And we feel the life of God in our heart, because we're born again. That's why we're so dedicated. Nero wanted to kill off all the Christians. He threw them out there with the lions in the arena. And they just kept worshiping God. He didn't understand why in the world are they worshiping God who they can't see and they're about to be eaten by lions. He didn't understand their dedication, just like the world don't now. And then those who, you know, people who draw near to the Lord teaches. He teaches us. He explains things to us. He gives us dreams, show us visions, take us places, all kind of things. And nobody knows it. God loves us. And we understand him spiritually. Verse 7, he said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it wants to, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence where it goes, where it comes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Everyone that is born of the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit is important. You're going to understand the Lord in a greater way. And the world can't represent him right. But God represents himself. The Word of God represents him. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. It's there in real time right now. The website is on and active. And you can download this to your smartphones and tablets and computers, laptops, and share it with others. Okay, continuing. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? See, he was a teacher in Israel and still didn't understand. And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, we all know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You believe on Jesus, you got everlasting life, and you can feel it. There's peace in it. Because you have fellowship with the Lord. And you can talk to him one-on-one through Jesus Christ. And it's beautiful. It's holy. The blood of Jesus gave us life. And we believe it. And so it's activated. When you believe it, it applies to you. If you don't believe it, the blood of Jesus don't apply to you. Only those who believe and operate in his word. You can't go out and sin again and stay in fellowship with God. That's not going to work. But if you stay in the love of God, it does. And see, the rapture's got to happen. The Lord is about to come back and take his people. And we want to go with him. Now, this happens to be the end days of grace. This is not the end of the world. It's the end of the age. The next age is, the next event is the tribulation period. There's a 7-year tribulation period, and Daniel teach about it. You have to study the book of Daniel, and it teaches about the 7-year tribulation period where God judged the world, so does Revelation. Now, continuing. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, because people have rejected what Jesus did, they rejected. They said, no, thank you, Lord. I'll just stay in the world, take my chances. All right, now God's going to come back and judge them because they did not obey the Lord and be saved. They disregarded and disrespected the blood of Jesus. So the Lord's going to wipe it out. He's going to start over. He's going to redo the earth. He's going to change everything. He's going to take every kingdom and tear it down and build and restore the earth. That's why the meek will inherit the earth. And this is important. He's not going to let sin continue. He's going to judge it and redo it. Burn it up and redo it. But for our sake, God, he had patience with us and grace. He gave us a space of time to repent and get saved. All right, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So those who never got saved, that you're already judged, already condemned. Just don't die. If you die, you're over with. You'll go straight to hell and that'll be that. But if you believe on Jesus, you go straight to heaven if you happen to die. That's the way it is. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved. This is the pushback you feel. This is the reluctance. Loving the world causes people to be hard against God. Their heart is hardened. They don't want God. They don't want, when they start hearing about the Lord, they start finding other places to go and be. They don't want it. They said, no, thank you. Nobody told them to do this. They did this of their own free will. Even children. They are children. Parents make them go to church, but as soon as they get old enough to make their own, you know, they are. Once they can get out their parents' house, they're not going back to church. And I know that there are some bad churches out there that do crazy things, and they know it. But some people leave a good church because they'd rather go to a party. They'd rather go do other things. They want to play with the world. Some people join the military to get away from their parents so they can, just to get out their house, so they can do what they want. Some people go to college and their parents are in all kind of super debt trying to get their children an education, and they left so they could go party. God knows this. And that's why he's coming back to judge this. But see, without Christ, men do wrong. Their sins continue. Their thoughts and opinions are shaped by iniquity. And then they start doing the wrong things. And it hurts other people. See, when you don't get saved, you're going to do something. You're going to grow. And what will you grow into? What will you be like as your heart gets harder and your will gets weaker against the things of God? If you don't love the light, you love the darkness. And people who love darkness, they don't just do good things even though they love darkness. They start doing stuff. They start killing people. They start plotting against people. They start using people. Now, some people don't get into murder, but they'll steal. Some people don't steal or murder, but they get into all kind of sexual problems. You know, they're trying to be satisfied. They're not trying to go out and do nobody wrong, but sin does do people wrong. When men set their heart to sleep with women and just use women, sometimes children follow. Then they're trying to hide their sin so they get abortions. And they don't want to, you know, they're married, but they cheat on their wives. They cause all kind of problems in the course of their life. And they leave a trail of misery. Their son don't have a daddy anymore because they're never there. They're lying. They leave. They wake up in a ditch, drunk or on drugs. They can't hold a job. They lose their house. All kind of problems happen from playing with the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They tie, you know, when you do those things, all you're doing is handcuffing yourself to Satan's wrist. You're just handcuffing yourself to Satan. He's just using folly against you. He's riding you around like the man on the mule got a donkey, got a carrot in front of the donkey, and the mule think he's so dumb he think that he can reach that carrot, and then he go wherever the rider want to go. You keep playing with the world, you taking Satan wherever he want to go, and then he'll go and accuse you before God. Say, look at it, they don't love you, they love me. I can make them do whatever I want. I can make him kill somebody. I can make her kill her husband for insurance. The people that don't get saved leave a trail of misery wherever they go, whether it's large or small. Whatever you believe, that's what you're going to say. Whatever you trust, that's what you're going to do. What do you love and what do you trust the most? That's what you're going to end up doing. People that are about to get saved, if you don't believe it, then you're going to belittle it. If your children get saved, you're going to get mad. Whoever in your family is saved, that darkness will cause you to have animosity against them. Now watch this. Whoever you're married to, you'll work against them. Because way back in the book of Genesis, see, God chose light and rejected darkness from the beginning. From the beginning, God did this because he made man in his image. And those who follow him, they obey him. They do what he do. They live according to the word. Watch verse. This is Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now watch verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. 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 In every way you look at it. That's what the Holy Spirit did. That's what God did, and that's what Jesus did. Jesus divided those who love God from those that don't. The word of God, it reveals itself to those that are humble and resists those that are proud. People didn't know this. And the Lord did something too. See, God is wise. He does everything right. Let's look at our Genesis chapter 3. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, this is the serpent speaking. Yea, if God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now watch verse 6. This is very important. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, people try to ignore the gospel because they can tell that it's true. They can detect the light in it. We're all made in God's image, saints and sinners alike. People that are good and people that are bad, people that are loving and people that are wicked. Everybody know that. They can feel the fact that Jesus is Lord. To the point that when they hear it, and if they love darkness, they get angry. And this is the pushback you feel when you preach. When people don't want the gospel, you can feel it. As a minister, I preached at a funeral. And I'm always preaching. I minister in the Sunday school, and I go to a very loving church. And you don't have to do spiritual warfare. You know, when I go to church, you just preach the word. You don't really have to there's no pushback. And I went to a church at a Seattle funeral. People, they don't go to church, go to funerals. And I forgot to do spiritual warfare. And I could feel the thick resistance. And I could feel the pushback and the animosity from the heart of people that don't want to be there. And the demons that's on their life. Now, you can't see these things, but you can feel it. And I'm reading the scripture at the funeral, and I could feel the pushback. I said, I forgot to do spiritual war. That's what I said in my mind. But I continued. I bulled through it. I'm a fighter, and I know how to fight spiritually. It's not hard. And I spoke the things that God had gave me. But I could feel the friction in the room. Now, people do try to hide behind ignorance, and you can't. Nobody is deceived when it comes to Jesus. Now, Satan tried to deceive people against Jesus. He tried to give people false opinions. But when the word is spoken, people they can detect that it's true. Now, Eve was the only person that was deceived. In the New Testament, it talks about it. That's why the sin is transferred through the male, not the male. Sin is transferred through the male, not the female. I get it right. Sin is transferred through the male, not the female. That's why Jesus was born of a virgin. All right, now continuing with verse 6. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, that it was and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And remember, Eve got her information from Adam. Adam got his information from God, and he should have stuck with it. But he was with her, and he did eat. Now watch verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, that says a lot. The eyes of them both were open. So all of their children, 100% of the earth's population, comes from Adam and Eve. If they had had children before they fell, before they ate off that tree, those children would still be alive on the earth now. And they'll look young and beautiful and strong. They wouldn't age and they wouldn't get old. They would and they would be very wise by now. Because they would not have died. But they never had children before this. They were virgins when they fell. And then they had children after the fall. Now, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Now God knew where he was. He's God. He helps us out on our level. God was being kind to him. And then Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now the Lord spoke. He said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of thereof? I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now watch verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Now watch verse 15, because this is what I was getting to. Because God chose the light and not darkness. He divided the light and darkness. Verse 15, And I will put enmity between the woman and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The Lord God Almighty, he put enmity between the seed of woman and the serpent. The seed of woman is Jesus. And the serpent is Satan. He put enmity between the people of God who believe on Jesus and people of the world that love the world system. That's why Paul wrote, "Don't be not unequally yoked with unbelievers," because God is the one that put the enmity there. I'm sorry. If a Christian backslide, they'll start being in enmity with their Christian spouse. Anybody that loves the world, they're going to start being an enemy to God and all of his people. Even if a preacher backslide, hopefully the preachers that backslide a step down, but they usually don't. He'll start being an enmity with God and everybody that loves God. That's why people look for preachers with itching ears. They have itching ears. They don't endure sound doctrine anymore. Just like Paul said in 2 Timothy 4. We read about it in a few broadcasts before this. The time will come that they won't endure sound doctrine because people have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and the darkness that they after caused them to be in enmity with God and all of his people who love him.